Pen Shintes Vov Seif Yud. Talis Kfula Shehoyo Aleochutim Shoysatluya Bohem Erev Shabbos Muto Lintoiso Muto Lefarko Vechen Aparoiches. This aloha that we'll be learning today is a very, very hard aloha. I will try B'tamtis HaInyonim to try to explain it a little bit. The way that it looks, that the aloha is coming to say like this. A person has a oil that is not rochav tefach. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it. He has two sticks and a stick in between them, and he has like a blanket, a talis going down from side to side that doesn't have a halal tefach on top, doesn't have a shiur rochav tefach on top. It's folded in the side, and he wants to open it in Shabbos. So we learn in Seif Ches that oil that is, doesn't have a halal tefach is also midirabbonah. Even if you do it aray, Mishnah Berurah says, if you do it kva, it's also also midirabbonah. Here the Shulchan Aruch is coming to say a heter. Val is only also midirabbonah. If you have strings that you could pull it through, so it's easier to do it in Shabbos and do a makel in it. This is the aloche. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah learns the pshat. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside, and then we'll see the Hisof on it. Sif Kod Lamedzai. Talis Kfula Shenoisna Lamoit, and the piece and the wood, and Nosun Ben Shteik Solim in between two walls. Ushnei Roisha Kefel Mishul Shulim Magim Laoretz, to get to the bottom. Venichnas Ben Shteik Tzisei, and he goes in between. The Yoshe Vipnei Achamo. Voy Osu Lazizkin Beshabes, the Mikro El Arai Upotur Aval Osu, Kamevur Besif Ches, that even if there's no Rochav Tefach, it's Osu Medarabonu. And even so, the Shechanor came to say the ink show is a talis mekupeles unach ala moit merev Shabbos. Hoyu bochutim kluim shal yodo poishtum lektiseyem. Muto lefoshto b'Shabbos al kol oyer hamoit. Ve'atam, the cave that the achutim kal moishcho bohem, it's easy to pull it with the strings. Havi kilo a talis prusum mikvar tefach merev Shabbos. Ve'avi rak moisif al oyer larei v'shori. It's only moisif al oyer larei b'meile etz muto. Till here it's clear. Heter. Chosam Magen Avrom, the Meiri, it's only in a case, she'achi prisoso le'e begago milemalo rochav tefach. Ve'gam le'e beporis misholosh somor le'gago rochav tefach. Di'esh bo rochav tefach av le'koel kovua ve'le me'ani achuti. I want to explain. We learned the first part, that you have this talis and you want to open it in Shabbos, even that it's an isur d'rabon to do a oil. Pochis mi tefach, pochis mi rochav tefach, but if you have chutim, it's not Nirikro Yisrael and it's Muta. This is the Heter. Very easy. We're talking for sure that the part that was already folded doesn't have a Rochav Tefach. But if it has a Rochav Tefach, meaning, not in the wide way. It said, the Morgan Avron was miming this whole Aloche, there was no Rochav Tefach in the wide way. Now he wants to open in Shabbos the Isur, the Rabbon, and the Basiyas Oil that is not wide the Tefach, or with Chutim is Muta. But it's another Zach here. If in the space that was open, it was already not Rochav Tefach, but it was open at Tefach, then you don't have to have the Chutim. Legor from every oil you're allowed to be Moisif. This is Mashmah in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Magen Avraham says this Heter of Chutim is only if the Gag doesn't have a Rochav Tefach. But if it has a Rochav Tefach, it's also. The Lashon of Magen Avraham is, they have ki oil kavua veloi me'ani achutim. Now without the Magen Avraham, I would say, why? It's oil arai. If Chutim amati oil arai, what is the difference? And the truth is, the Lashon Morgan Avram says, the Abel Oyel Kva is mashma that he learned, the whole sugya here, is if he did it lekva. If he did it le'arai, maybe it's, okay, we learned in Seif Ches that it's osu, that's Rashi, that it's muta, maybe. But we did it lekva. And on that he says, if it's a rochav tefach, so if you're doing it with a chutim, you're even isu de'iraise, chutim will not help. But the Mishnah Berurah is not mechalik. But the Chazanish comes and he says that if it's rochav tefach, but you did it for arai, chutim help. Hey, the first chiddush. Now, what is the chutim? The pashta is the chutim is on the edges and you pull it, but it doesn't have to be connected to the base. And the Rambam is mashma that the chutim is that this talis is tied to the base, to the wall, to the side. And the Chazanish says mashma and the Rambam that's not enough. Not because it's easy to open it. Lemaisa, the Chazanish wants to say that maybe you need both lefi the Rambam. But he wants to say, the case the way Mishnah Berurah brings it down, he doesn't want you to be making Lemaisa. It's very nagea Lemaisa, a person has a carriage, and he wants to have a cover in Shabbos on the carriage. So he doesn't have a chitim. So he wants to tie a kind of cloth to the sides, and then he will cover it. And the same thing in to cover every place. So if we're saying tying to the base is enough, and we say that the chazanish, that even Baruch of Tefach is enough, it'll be okay. And some place in bring down like that. Like at Chile, the chazanish told someone to have also strings to open it. So if God lamed ches, ומותר לפורקו, שכל אויה שאין בה משום בניין, אין בה משום ספירה. Even that it is a איסור to בסייסר אויה לערי, but because it was made in Shabbos, you're allowed to break it in Shabbos. But if it was made before Shabbos, even that it has strings, חזניש says not to break it in Shabbos. חן הפרויכס, כל בזה גם וילן שלפני הפסח, occurred in front of a door. ואמרו גנברום, דאי וחן לאו דווקא, you don't have to come to this heter. The heter to put a curtain is even without חוטים. ושורך בזהב ובשביל עולה החוטי, משום דאין אויל אלא אוסי כאין גג. ולפי משאי ומגדלויז, בשם רבינו חננל, וכן הפרוש רבינו חננל שלפנינו, ופורך הזנה מצור שיהיה חוטים כרוכים ערב שבס. יויסו טוב לימר, that the שכונו הרחיר is בדווקא. זה ברמבם על הלוך הזו נע מצביר לי כערך. ומילא וכן is כפשוטו, you need strings. חלמו מביאו הגרו. But, לדינה, we don't pass like that. We learn already in סעיף א', that only mechitza materes is also only if it's gag, a roof. But a wall is not also, even if the wall covers to protect from the sun. Ein ef kiminim is the mur me'atur v'shal poesim nemutar lidlis b'chol gavne v'chimuchim me'aramol el b'sif alev b'agoy. The kevim shalei nasis lehatir en shum isur oleo. Kostam amogin avrom, another chidush. The mechitza asuyo lehatir, the aloche mechitza materes, sheposak ha-shuchanoruch le'el b'sif alev da'osu la'asoyse b'shabes, ואפילו כשיחותים כרוכים על המערב שבס, ויש מקילים בזה. A very interesting shayla, and again, it's a lot of times נגיע למעשה. You need a מחיצה מטרס, if it's enough to do strings. One string, two string. The Magen Avraham says, there's no heter, ויש מקילים. And I want to explain. There's two parts of discussion in this shayla. One shayla is, maybe the din of חותים is only an oil, and not a מחיצה מטרס. Why? I don't know. But could be much, much more. If we learn pshat that the Magen Avraham was never matir only when the gag is not rochav tefach, but when the rochav tefach is not matir chutim, every mechitza amateres is considered like a rochav tefach. He's doing a fully mechitza amateres. So the melech chutim will not help. But if we learn like the chazanish that it's only also if you're doing it for kva, but if it's not kva, even if it's a rochav tefach is mutter, so for sure hu adin lechura the heter will be in mechitza amateres. Seif Yudal. Seif Yud Aleph is similar completely to Seif Yud. And we have to know exactly what is the difference. But in Seif Yud Aleph, we'll see clearly, we're talking about that it's not Rochav Tefach. There we don't have a heter by Rochav Tefach. There the heter is only Be'ein Rochav Tefach. And we'll see the Shulchan Aruch inside. Kilas Chasanim She'ein Begago Tefach. It's a bed with the same kind of cover. Ve'lei Be'poriz Misholach Somuch Legag Rochav Tefach, like we learned, and see if ches, that in the first three tefachim it doesn't become wider tefach. Hoyushi mitukenes lekach, it's made for that, mutol in toiso, mutol lefalki, you have to open it and close it in Shabbos. Ve'hushu leitei meshuleshes ma'al amita tefach, that in the sides, it will not be a mechitzas, like we explained before in Seif Ches, because even though it's pointy, it goes down straight, we look at the two sides like a mechitza and the rest like a roof. Shnebura Seif Kotten mem, kilas chasanim. עץ אחד עומד לראש המיטה גבוה מהמיטה, וכן עומד עץ מרגלי המיטה. ומועד נוסם עליהם, two sides of the bed. ופוירש על המיטה וילון גודל, ושתי ראשים יורדים מכאן ומכאן, כי מן אוהל נתנה כל המיטה. הוירש היא מתוקנס, פירוש שהכינו לקח מבועד יום. ולקח שורי בזה, אבל בשביל האיכות אם כרוכים עליהם ערב שבס. אבל אם אינו מתוקנס אוסו, כמו שפוסק השכנור בסעיף חס, ואפילו אויר שאין בגג ותפר אוסו לעשות איסי בשבס, אלא אם כן היחות עם גורכם עליו מערב שבס. מעל המיטו תפח, הטעם דקיימן שמשולשת מעל המיטו תפח בסקיפו לאחר קלויס השיפוע, when it's finished to be pointed, it becomes straight, הב לה תפח מחיצה. And we look at the two sides like the מחיצס, וכל השיפוע שמעל המיטו, we look at it like a gag, ואהב אויל ממש. מיהו אין אר בד, שאין כאילו עליו, שפרסמה לאוסדין, אף על פי דנוכיס מפור יטפח, it goes down to the side. לסנבו והטעם, why? דמה שמונח על המיטה למיקרו אויל, כיוון שאין חלל תחתיו. The סעיף sounds very clearly, and here I ממש don't understand. We have a heter, something that is not a חלל תפח, not a רוחב תפח. You're allowed to open and close in Shabbos, because it's מתוקן לכך. You don't have to have strings. Why in סעיף יוד you need strings? it's not metukun lekach. What means metukun? Erev Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkan Lamedvav that that thing was already dear from Erev Shabbos. So what makes Kila more metukun from Seif Yud? What will say that it's made for that? That it's made on the bed, this is the shape of the bed. There it's time of talis in the street. So the Mishnah Berurah had to say shemetukenes lekach, that it's made for that. The Mishnah Berurah says me'erev Shabbos. There is also me'erev Shabbos. Now, if we say le'moshel, that if you does even it's roch of tefach, so there you have to have strings. And be'en roch of tefach is enough metukenes lekach. But when we learn like the Mishnah Berurah that everything is like we're going to have rom be'poros mitefach, so what here is the metukenes and there is not called the metukenes. So what is exactly the shir of metukenes? Any idea? And mamish don't know what is the pshat. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that in our beds there's no problem because there's no halal tefach. You have to wonder if a big guy is laying on a bed and he puts a blanket on himself and it's a halal tefach. He likes it. Okay, mistom, then it's no problem. It's not. It's like holding something in your hand. Only if it's standing and sticks is a problem. Mele b'chai gavna, I don't see it's a problem b'chlal.